One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey, I'm Sarah, and for the last few years, I've been going to this super expensive private school for rich kids. Let me share a few stories of the craziest things I've seen happening here. First of all, almost all guys in my grade have several sugar babes. It really sucks. I mean, how shall I find a boyfriend in school if most guys here can date pretty much any model they want? You see, I'm just a normal girl. I grew up middle class. And only when my perfect mom, who's both a professor at a prestigious university and super beautiful, married a well-known Wall Street billionaire, I suddenly had to move to New York City and was put into this school for rich kids. At first, I felt super uncomfortable here. Everyone wore designer clothes and looked at me like I was a misfit. Maybe because I wore H&M and didn't have the latest iPhone. The cool kids completely ignored me, so I asked my mom's billionaire husband if he would give me some money for shopping. He kindly gave me $200, but I told him, "I'm sorry, but that's just not enough. My classmates all wear designer clothes. I think I'll need at least $3,000 to buy good enough clothes to fit in." He shook his head in disappointment, but gave me the money anyway. Then I went on a wild shopping spree, buying tons of super fancy clothes. Sounds fun, but it wasn't. Because I had worn modest clothes all my life, and now I was betraying my own values just to make other people like me. It felt wrong. However, dressed like a rich girl, I went back to school and asked some of the cool kids how their weekend was. A girl responded, "Oh, it was so funny because we saw a poor homeless woman on the streets, and then we had a hilarious idea. We bought an $800 Dolce & Gabbana sweater and gave it to her. It's so funny because everyone will believe it's a fake one, even though it's real." I started laughing with them, even though I thought it was absolutely disgusting. I mean, with that money, they could have rented her a home for a month or bought her food for weeks. At least they accepted me into their clique. We were sitting down at an expensive restaurant when one of them spotted a beggar outside. He was still in his teens, and I felt so bad, but one of the girls said, "Why don't we invite him to dine at our table? We order expensive food and wait until he goes to the restroom. That's when we sneak out of the restaurant so that he has to pay the bill, which of course he can't." They all started laughing again, and one girl went outside to invite the homeless to eat with us. He looked tired, and I asked him to tell us his story, which was heartbreaking. He said his family had thrown him out when he was only 14, and ever since he'd been living on the streets. We ate together and the other girl started giggling when he told us he'd go to the restroom. Once he was gone, we all stood up and left, but I quickly threw $300 on the table so he wouldn't get in trouble for not being able to pay. Things got even crazier when I was invited to my classmate Sergey's birthday party. He was only 16 but living in his own New York City penthouse. I did some research and found out that it costs $30,000 a month to rent it. Even more shocking was that he had three gorgeous models standing next to him at all times. At one point he said, "Me and my sugar babes welcome you to my home." I guess when you're rich, you can buy love, or at least flesh. And Sergey was Russian, and we all know that Russians love to brag about how rich they are so they can make poor people feel inferior. I mean, have you ever noticed how it's mostly Russian billionaires who need to own several yachts and show off? Well, to make things worse, Sergey didn't call his sugar babes by name, but by numbers. He said, "Hey, number three, go get me a drink." But there is another dark side of rich kids I haven't talked about yet. My classmate Sergey was mentally weak. When one of our teachers told him to stop being so lazy and finally start doing his homework, Sergey flew into a rage and threatened our teacher, saying he would call his daddy to get him murdered. That same day, I came to the conclusion that rich kids shouldn't be allowed to inherit their parents' money, because rich kids are the scum of the earth. At least Sergey got kicked off the school after that incident. And only a month later, I was told that he had driven under the influence one night and hit someone. The person wasn't seriously injured, but when the police came, Sergey tried to bribe them off. He allegedly offered the policeman $50,000. Sergey, who was born in Russia, doesn't understand that you can't drive over people here in the US and get away with it. Even though I'm sure that it's possible in Russia, his motherland, the land of corrupt oligarchs that exploit their dumb citizens who still believe that their President Putin cares about them, when actually he just enriches his oligarch friends while most people are continuing to live in poverty. I started to hate rich kids more and more, but there was one problem. I am a girl, and us girls have a natural tendency to be attracted to high-status guys with lots of money. There was this guy Mason in the grade above me, and I really crushed on him. He was rich, handsome, and seemed super ambitious. He was a DJ in his free time and even had several songs with more than 1 million views on YouTube. I thought that he was the real deal, so I messaged him on Facebook and managed to get on a date with him. Oh, did I mention he was also jacked? I regularly hooked up with him, but then I found an injection in his room with some drug next to it called boldenone. I Googled it, and it turns out that it was an anabolic steroid. So he wasn't jacked because he was disciplined and regularly hit the gym. No, he took the shortcut and just injected poison into his body. Was he really that desperate to impress other people that he was willing to destroy his own health? Well, I also started wondering why I never saw him working on his laptop to produce new songs. I asked him about it and he said, "Oh, I'm working with this other guy who does most of the technical work. I focus more on being on stage and rocking the club while he does the rest." Wow, this guy who had tens of thousands of fans around the world and groupies every weekend on his concerts was basically just another spoiled little rich brat who had everything in life given to him. I told him, "Aren't you embarrassed to not work hard like other artists?" And he responded, "What are you talking about? I'm doing what everyone else does. Do you really think Justin Bieber produces his own music or writes his own lyrics? All he does is go on stage and sing. It's the easiest job in the world, and I want to do it too. Groupies, money, and fame. That's all I need to be happy." Well, he kinda had a point, but I also knew that this was not the kind of person I wanted to be in a relationship with. I mean, if I married this guy and I would get sick or something, then I knew I couldn't rely on him because he had never actually done anything hard in his life. And that's the problem with rich kids. They are weak. For example, many of the girls in my school did horse riding as a sport. Of course, they bragged about how good they are and how many medals they won, but really, it's mostly about who bought the best and most expensive horse. Now, don't get me wrong, there are also some great rich kids. Like Mike. He was the best student in class and didn't care about being popular. When we took a class trip to North Dakota and we were boarding a plane, my other classmate Jack didn't want to wait in line, so he put his black sunglasses on and pretended to be blind so he could go to the line for handicapped and old people. That's when Mike had enough and told the stewardess that Jack was only pretending to be blind and should wait in line with the others. Jack responded, "Whoa, dude, this was just a test. Of course I wouldn't actually do this." "You just did it, so stop lying, you scumbag." This was the incident that inspired me to stop trying to be popular. I sold my designer clothes on eBay, gave the money I got back to my stepdad, and started wearing H&M again. I also went to Mike and asked why he was so different from the other kids, and he said, "Oh, it's because my dad said he'll give away all his money to charity. I get zero, nothing. So unless I get my life together, I'm in big trouble. But my parents gave me what's most important for a child, and that's love and attention. And don't get me wrong, I'm still super privileged. I was born in America, and I'm going to a private school." To be honest, I have enormous respect for wealthy people like Bill Gates, who will donate most of their money to charity instead of spoiling their dumb children, because the last thing this earth needs is another useless rich kid. You see, if a rich kid buys a Ferrari that took thousands of hours to build, then that's thousands of hours of human labor wasted that could have been spent on something like helping the poor or developing a new vaccine. Now, if you earned the money yourself, go ahead and buy whatever you want. Maybe you deserve it. Well, Mike and I are friends now. When I asked him if he wanted to do homework with me, he responded, "What? You are doing your own homework?" "Huh? What do you mean?" "Well, everyone else here has tutors to do it for them. That's why I was surprised."
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.